want to talk about some things on good news. Good news that we have this morning. And I want to reflect it in a way that sometimes we miss the good news that we have. If you have trusted in what Christ did at the cross, tell you what, let's just go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 real quick. This is good news. Chapter 15, verse 1. This is the Apostle Paul, and he says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel," the good news, "the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand." It is your standing. Okay? Verse 2. "By which also," why is it you're standing? Well, it's "by which also you're saved." It's the very fact of where our God is mighty to save, and there's a way that you are saved. And it's "wherein ye stand." He says, "by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain." Well, he's about to tell what he preached unto you and what saves you, unless you just think it's meaningless, unless you just, "Yeah, I've heard it and it doesn't mean anything." Okay? And this is what he said. "For I delivered unto you first of all," he even gives right at the beginning, "first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." Doesn't matter how you feel. Doesn't matter. It's just according to the Scriptures. Now, this is truth. Now, it still makes me feel good. It still emotionally moves me. But it comes down to the truth. Okay? Not, "Well, I think this or I think that." No, this is the truth. And you know the truth, and that's what moves you. Not that you have a feeling, and, "Well, it must be right because I feel this way." But it's according to the Scriptures. Okay? And he says, "And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day," what? "According to the Scriptures." Okay? If you trust in that, there's nothing of anything that you have done in that. And the good news is, if you have trusted in what Christ did at the cross, that He forgave you of your sins at the cross, okay? That He was dead and buried and was resurrected the third day. It's by which you can say that that's why I'm saved, because I don't believe it in vain. I trust in it to the uttermost, that's how I'm saved. Trusting in that. And the good news is, the gospel, the good news is, if you have trusted in what Christ did at the cross, if you believe that He became sin for you, He who knew no sin, okay, if you have been saved trusting in what Jesus Christ did at the cross, here's the point I want to make. Then you cannot lose it. It's a salvation that can't be lost. It's a salvation that you can't take away. There are some denominations today that believe you can lose your salvation. There are some denominations today that believe that you can be saved, and that if you decide, "Well, I don't want to be saved anymore," that you can decide not to be. That's called free will, and it's a free will. There's a free will Baptist movement. I have friends that are free will. But I want to show you today in Scriptures that you can't lose it. It's nothing that you do, and you can't take it away, what He has done. When you're saved, you're saved. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean you'll have a good relationship, but when you're saved, you're saved. If you've trusted that Christ did it, you've trusted in it, unless you believed in vain. Is there anything that you can do to drop what you believed? Is there anything you can do to be unsaved once you're saved? Is there anything you can do to undo Calvary's cross? Okay? Well, let's look at Colossians chapter 3 and look at verse 1. In Colossians 3, verse 1, the Word of God says, "If," there's the condition, okay? "If ye then be risen with Christ. Now, when you're saved, are you risen with Christ? The condition is yes, because it ain't anything you did. He says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Now, wouldn't then your eternal life be settled where? In heavenly places. You can't take it away. When you're saved, you are complete in Him. It's settled in heavenly places. Look at Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9. Colossians 2, 9 and 10. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. You are complete. Those things are in heavenly places. When you're saved, it's settled. It's in heavenly places. You are complete in Him. You can't take it away of what it is. If you're complete in Christ, then how can you lose that which is complete? You can't lose that which is complete. Or Christ is not the fullness of the Godhead bodily. It's not full. Right? Now, according to the Scripture, we have an eternal life in Christ that is complete. See, that's why it says, wherein ye stand, unless ye believed in vain. According to the Scriptures, it's everything that Christ did. And when you receive it, when the Holy Spirit saves you, you are saved. You are sealed. Okay? Now, salvation isn't something that you can just squander away. It isn't something you can say, well, I used to be. Okay? People like that, they either believed in vain or they have no good relationship with Christ. Their separation is a mess and they were saved, but they're trusting in their flesh. But you can't be unsaved. Okay? If you think that you can undo the power of the cross, you can't undo the power of the cross. It saves. Then you must think then that there. If you think that you can undo the power of the cross, then you are somebody that must think that there is something you have to do in order to be saved. If you're somebody that thinks you can lose your salvation, then you must be somebody that thinks you have to do something for your salvation. Wouldn't that be a correct statement? So the person that thinks they could lose it must think they can do something to be saved, when Christ did it all. Then there would be, if that was the case, there would be something you do to think you can seal the deal. Right? And Christ sealed the deal. He did it all at the cross. There must be something you think you have to continue to do. If you're somebody that believes you can lose your salvation, then you must be somebody that thinks you have to do something to have that salvation. And the vice versa, if you're somebody, there are many people that think that you have to do something to be saved. Well, you should be able to believe that you can do something to not be saved. Right? Because it deals with you. So if you're somebody that believes that Christ did all the saving, and you just trusted in it, then you have to be somebody that believes that you can't do the unsaving either. That it is what it is. Do you see that? But there are many places today that believe you do something for your salvation, and that you can do something to take it away. There's many places that believe you do something for your salvation and you can't ever take it away. Those things just don't fit. That doesn't work. But if you're saved, you are complete in Christ. Because He did. He did. Now, I tell you what. If it's true that there's something you have to do, then how can grace be unmerited favor? If you believe you can do something for your salvation, that it's a work that you do, how can grace be unmerited favor? It can't be. If there is something you can do to put grace in place, then would it be grace at all? If you have to do something, well, I'm going to do all this, that way I'll have grace. It doesn't work. It's not grace because you did something. Go to Romans 11, look at verse 6. Romans 11:6. Romans 11:6, the Word of God says, "And if by grace, then is it no more of works? Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace? Otherwise, work is no more work." You can't put the two together. In the same way, if you trust what Christ did at the cross for your salvation, you can't take away what you trusted in and no longer be a part of it anymore. Because it's what you're complete in. Okay? Those things of your salvation are in heavenly places. Because of the unmerited favor of what Christ did, and you trust that's what He did, that He forgave you of your sins, that He died on the cross, was buried and resurrected, you can't take that away either. Just because you don't want to believe it don't mean it didn't happen. Because it happened. And the issue is, if you trust in that, you can't untrust in it. It is what it is. And you know it. If we have a relationship with God, if we are in the fullness, then does God deny Himself? Because to be unsaved, that would be God denying Himself if we're the body, if we're complete in Him. Would that not be God denying Himself? And God won't do that. Galatians 3:25. Look at Galatians 3:25 through 27. Galatians 3:25 says, "But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." God doesn't deny Himself. What kind of baptism? You notice the baptism. What kind of baptism is this? This is a baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's nothing you do. It's nothing you can take away. Look at 1 Corinthians 12:12. 1 Corinthians 12:12. "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ." Am I in the right place? Yes. Good. Look at verse 13. "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." This is a spiritual baptism that you don't have a part of. And when grace came, when the revelation of the mystery was given to the Apostle Paul, and all were to be saved by grace and grace alone, it didn't matter whether you were a Jew, it didn't matter whether you were a slave, it didn't matter whether you were under bondage, it didn't matter whether you were a Gentile, it did not matter. You were all baptized into one body. How? Trusting in what? Unless you believed in vain. Trusting that Christ forgave you of your sins, was dead, buried, and resurrected. And you were baptized by the Holy Spirit. That's it. There's no performance that you had to do as Israel had to do. None at all. And since there's nothing you could do, there's nothing you can undo. It's done all by Christ. It's done all by the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When you trust in that, you count on it for your salvation. You count on it. Isn't it awesome to know that this God who is mighty to save, that you don't have to worry about what performance or where you're at as far as ever losing that which you trusted in? That doesn't mean I'm not going to go out and mess up. But it also doesn't mean that I have to sacrifice some animals or go to the altar or seek forgiveness or worry about if I've ever lost what I never earned. It was unmerited favor that Christ gave me, that the Holy Spirit saved me, that He baptized me by the Holy Spirit. There's nothing I could do to earn it. Christ already did it all. And so if there's nothing I do to earn it, then how in the world could I think I could say, I don't want to be saved anymore, and I'm going to be unsaved now? We're complete in Him. Now, you may go out and live in the flesh like you're not saved, and you may make a decision that will have consequences that will be terrible as an ambassador for Christ. You may go out and wreak havoc and become a terrible representative of what Jesus Christ did for you. And there will be consequences that you'll pay, because there's consequences for everything we do. But we're not going to be condemned by it, because the issue when it comes to salvation is we're saved by Christ. Right? We may not reap the rewards that we have as being an ambassador for Christ. We may miss some of the joy of where we grow into knowing Christ more. But you can't be unsaved. And so, I think scriptures are clear. We are baptized by the Holy Spirit. It isn't by water. We talked about that before. Go to Romans 6, 3 and 4. Romans chapter 6, look at verse 3 and 4. The Apostle Paul says, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death." There's no water there. "Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk," how? "In newness of life." When we're saved, we have a newness of life. This shows that we were baptized how? Into His death. Okay? Jesus was baptized two times. We've talked about it. Once by water to show identification with sinful Israel. And then also by death to show identification to what? To the body. Okay? In Luke 12:50 says, "But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished?" Well, he had already been baptized when he said this with water, right? So if he has another baptism, he was sharing future, that revelation, that mystery, how he is going to have to be baptized again. He's going to be baptized into his death. Okay? This was a baptism of death. This, of course, is where he died for all, according to the revelation of the mystery. Galatians 2:20, you've heard it 100 times, but we're going to read it. "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." He did it all. He did it all, and you can't take that away. This is why we are buried with Him, for self to die and Him to live in us. Notice what it says. "Liveth in me." That's the key. If He lives in you, you can't take Him out, because He did it all. He says, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." Your flesh is dead. You've been baptized into His death. And you need to walk in newness of life. There is a responsibility. There is a way to live that is right. There is a revelation of a mystery that was given to the Apostle Paul. And we are ambassadors for Christ. We're ministers of what? Reconciliation. Sharing to the world that Christ did it all. We have no performance to be saved. He did it all. Trusting in that alone. We're saved, we're sealed by the Holy Spirit, and we can never be unsaved because we're complete in Him. Can't take it away. And what's so neat, if I can't take it away, nobody can take it away from me. No matter what anybody says. So this is the reason we rejoice in the fact that He is mighty to save. Because He did save me. I count on what He did for my salvation. Notice the living in liveth in me. Look at verse 21 of Galatians in chapter 2. Look what he says. "I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain." If you think there's anything you can do or undo, if you think there's any performance at all, you frustrate what grace is. The idea that you're saved by grace through faith and that you can lose it, I mean, wouldn't this tell you that you are not trusting Christ if you think you could lose it? If somebody thinks they can lose their salvation, then there's no way you could be trusting Christ. Okay? Instead, you are trusting your ability to maintain it. If you think you can lose it, then you must think you can maintain it. Right? Wouldn't that make sense? So you're not trusting in Christ at all. Okay? That would be faith in what? Yourself. If you think you can earn your salvation, and you think you can lose your salvation, then you haven't trusted in what Christ did at all. You're trusting in your faith, not in the faith of Christ. See, the difference is I trust in the faith of Christ, in what He did to save me. That would be the faith in you and would not be in the Lord Jesus Christ. So when somebody thinks they can lose their salvation, they don't have faith in Christ at all. They don't trust that they're complete in Him at all. They don't trust in the fact that their things are in, that they're in heavenly places. Their blessings are in heavenly places at all. So it goes both ways, to think you can earn it or to think you can lose it. Neither. Neither. We have a relationship that cannot be denied. Why do we rejoice today? We have a relationship. I have a relationship with Christ that cannot be denied. Now, I may mess up in front of people, and they may deny, they may look at me and say, there ain't no way. And many people have probably. But it don't really matter. It still cannot be denied when it comes between me and God Almighty. He can't deny it. What in the world could be better this morning? Can you tell me what could be better in knowing the fact that I can't lose my salvation? There's not a better word that you could give me. There's not a better present. There's not a better word than grace. Knowing the fact that my salvation cannot be denied, or God would deny Himself, can't take it away. That's good news this morning. That's the gospel that was given to Paul. Look at Ephesians 2:6. Ephesians 2:6. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. How? In Christ Jesus. It can't be denied. Okay? See, it's not... Let me tell you something about salvation and whether people think you're saved or not, or whether you walk around worrying if they think you're saved or not. See, here's the deal. It's not what your family... It's not what your friends, it's not what your co-workers or anybody knows about you. This is the neat thing. It's not what anybody knows about you, no matter who they are. It's what God sees about you. That's what's so awesome about this. It's what God sees about you. He sees what? He sees righteousness imputed unto you. When you trust in what Christ did, He took your sin, okay, and He imputed His righteousness. So when God sees you, He sees imputed righteousness. He sees His Son. So it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter if anybody else denies the fact of who you are. It's the issue. It's how God sees you. And I just think that's exciting. He became sin for you. 2 Corinthians 5:21. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For He hath made Him," that's Jesus, "to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God," how? "In Him." Nothing you did. So God puts all this in place. Notice, what's the important word here? If y'all saw Hank's study that he did, there's one word here that's awesome. And I've started catching this word all the time. "For He hath" what? "Made." He did it. You didn't do it. Ain't no part of it that deals with anything you've done. And so why in the world would you think there's anything you can undo? It was all the artwork and the masterpiece and the revelation of the mystery of what the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did. So can't anybody deny the fact that I'm saved, no matter where I'm at or who I am, when I trust, according to the Scriptures, that Jesus Christ died for my sins, that He was dead, buried, and resurrected. Okay? So God puts it all in place, the word "made." In Galatians 4:4, In Galatians 4:4 it says, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts." There's that baptism. "Crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son." Look at this. "And if a son, then an heir of God." How? Through Christ. You notice there's nothing in here that you do or undo. Notice it's through Christ. This is the, guys, this is the utmost importance. These two words do not appear in a lot of translations. I don't know, I believe in the NIV, through Christ isn't even there. So you can make it about yourself. It's amazing, ain't it? That word through Christ means everything. It was all done through Christ. There are many translations that take that. "Wherefore thou art no more a servant but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God." But there's two words that in this that say, through Christ. He did it all. And you can't make them undo it. Now notice, it's not through baptism. It's not through sacrifice. It's not through coming to church. It's not through joining the church. It's not through coming to the altar. It's not through circumcision. It's through Christ. It's through Christ. This is why we are complete in Him. This is why our standing is complete in Christ. So here's the thing. We have a relationship that what? Cannot be denied. Right? This is good news, guys. We have a relationship that cannot be denied. We have a righteousness that can't be tarnished in any way. We have a position, okay, our stand, okay? We have a position that can't be disputed. Nobody can dispute your position because Christ is the one who did it. Right? And we have an inheritance that we cannot lose. Because if we lose it, then Christ lost it. Right? Because how is it? It's through Christ. That's what it's through. One more verse and we're done. Ephesians 1:9. "Having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure." Now look at this. "Which He hath purposed in Himself." He did it all. He purposed it in Himself. You didn't purpose it. It's not your purpose. It's not your agenda for Him. Okay? It's His agenda for you, the church, the body of Christ. And you can't earn it. And you can't take it away in any way. You just can't. Because the issue is, when you trust in what Christ did, the Holy Spirit saves you. When you count on that for your salvation, nothing of yourselves, then why in the world, if you don't think you can do anything for it, why in the world do you think you can take anything away from it? He purposed it. And I'm saved today because of what He did. And I can never lose it, regardless of my actions. Regardless. Because if I could lose it, I'd take away the whole power of the cross. Amen? We got something to rejoice in today. This gospel is good news. Because I'm going to tell you what. You go back to the kingdom gospel, they could lose it. They had to endure to the end. Do you understand that? I mean, they had to endure. Not only that, they're still going to have to endure in the tribulation. Not only that, they had to follow the statutes that we don't ever have to do. So I've heard Paul say it 100 times, you know, I'm saved and I can do anything I want, but I just don't want to. But it can never take my salvation, regardless. Regardless. That's good news to know I can't mess up something that's been given to me freely. And it can't ever be taken away from me. And you know what? I've given and taken away things from my kids time to time. I usually give it back a little bit earlier than I should, probably. that God Almighty will never do that. Never. 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 And that's something I rejoice in. So no matter how crazy you look or how crazy you act, it will never take away your salvation. Some people may think it will. Can I tell you something? They're wrong. Because according to the Scriptures, you got to decide what truth is. Now that makes me emotional. That makes me feel really good. Because it's really right. So it's okay to be emotional. It's okay to feel good when it's right.